Jones.
This week, 50 years ago, one small step for man, one giant link for DLT.
And in fact, I must apologise if at the very beginning of today's show I sounded a bit drowsy, but as you can well imagine, I was very intrigued by what was going on upstairs, you know, on the moon. And of course, I stayed up till about 5 o'clock watching those fantastic men walking about on the moon surface, taking photographs and everything. I think it's a tremendous feat. And once again, I'd like to offer congratulations to the American nation. That was really fantastic. Although it tired me out.
Sense of the Day on Radio 1, just after the moon landing this week in 1969. Meanwhile, across on Radio 4...
The World at 1. The latest news headlines this Monday lunchtime.
Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin are now resting before preparing to blast off from the moon this evening. The Russian people have been shown 7 minutes of television pictures of the lunar walk. The men on the moon are back inside their module Eagle, recovering from their exertions on the surface. The module is not due to lift off for nearly 6 hours. A report now from Peter Watson in our Apollo studio.
Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin are in so-called rest period at the moment. So-called because the cramped quarters of the Eagle landing vehicle on the Sea of Tranquility, however large they may have looked on television, don't allow the crew to lie down.
So many other people in Britain were out of bed to watch the live television pictures of the walk on the moon that the Central Electricity Generating Board had to meet a big increase in the demand for power. It says the increase was enough to meet the normal needs of a city of 1 million people.
The World at One. They made it sound all very everyday, didn't they? Not much drama there, no actuality either. Just a very distant phone line to Moscow a little later on. To the 90s now, and this week, 26 years ago, saw Kid Jensen host his network chart for the last time.
So straight in at number one and still there, Prey from the hottest act of the 90s so far. Take that, take top slot for a third week. This is David Kid Jensen, and from next week, I'll be tuned in to the network chart just like you. After 9 years, which is roughly 84,240 minutes, or 5,054,400 seconds, or 18,720 hits later, I'm handing the network chart record race baton to Neil Fox. And I'm sure he'll run 9 years more. Good luck, Foxy. So until we meet again, take that, remain.
Network chart number one.
David Jensen. This week in 1993, that chart later became the Pepsi chart, Hit 40 UK, and eventually the Big Top 40. It lives on now on global stations, but as a network property, its life ended earlier this year. Anoraks of a certain age would have travelled miles just to see their Radio 1 heroes from afar on stage at the Radio 1 Roadshow. The first one of those was in Newquay 46 years ago this week, and the rest is British radio history.
The Radio 1 Roadshow.
Today, live from the Promenade Ilfracombe with Mike Reed.
Turnout from all sorts of places around the coast congregated here at the Promenade at Ilfracombe this morning for the roadshow continuing its journey clockwise around the coasts of England and Wales.
Friday morning's Radio 1 Roadshow live from Bowness on Windermere. One or two dedications just before the mileage game here. Now, by the way, let's have a look down here, John. What have we got? We've been asking for the ultimate requests and dedications written on outrageous things.
All around the northwest coast of the UK, each day we didn't think it could get bigger and hotter, and each day it has. Here we are at the Clock Tower car park in wonderful Rhyl. It's good to see so many people. That's about 15,000 people.
The big problem for Radio 1 was that it would be thought of by people living up in the north of England or in other parts of the country as that station down there in London. And I thought we need to get out and about and meet people, you know. And so meeting people on holiday is the best thing we could do. So my plan was in 6 weeks to go around the entire coastline of the UK, including Northern Ireland, which was very ambitious. But it was clearly a success right from the beginning. I mean, we didn't have huge crowds and it was a fairly small caravan, but it worked all right. And after a couple of years, everybody had faith in it. And of course, you start to get union problems. Why are these non-BBC people like John Miles driving a vehicle with BBC equipment in it? It should be driven by our people.
Controller Johnny Beerling talking about his Radio 1 Roadshow, which began this week in 1973. The Sonovox effect isn't heard too much on radio ID jingles these days. Radio Moments. Years ago, though, stations were awash with that effect. It was very haunting, and it was highlighted for the first time this week, 80 years ago, in a major article in Time magazine. It wasn't an electronic voice as such. What you used to do is to get two small loudspeakers, place them there on the sides of your throat, and then you play sound through the speakers, and that sound gets transmitted to the larynx. Then you mouth the words, and the effect comes out your mouth.
Wonderful Radio London. Radio Caroline. Radio One.
Radio One.
We've got the fun, we've got the sun.
The summer of 81.
Sunshine.
On Radio Trend.
The best music.
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 The best station.
Piccadilly.
Your music and your friends.
Serving the West Midlands.
C100. The sound of Sonovox. Back in the early days, though, it sounded a little more like this.
I would tingle with a single glance in your eyes.
Watching the starlight dance in your eyes.
Sonovox heard there in a film called You'll Find Out from 1940. Happy 80th birthday to Sonovox. In its early days, commercial radio was known for its varied tapestry of programming and its industrial action. This week in 77, IRN and LBC was off air. 60 journalists on strike in a dispute between journalists and management. And this week in 1978, LBC was playing songs. Journalists were on strike again, this time over a sacking.
This is LBC 261 medium wave and 97.3 VHF. Owing to an industrial dispute, normal services on both LBC and Independent Radio News have been suspended for the time being. We hope to resume our regular programming as soon as possible.
LBC in trouble this week in 77 and in 78. So with Chris Tarrant making his debut on Reels Smooth and Century 4 years after leaving Capital 11 years ago.
On your birthday in 1960, July 21st, the world's first woman Prime Minister took office. But which country did she preside over?
Simon Bates beginning the legendary Our Tune benchmark feature on Radio 1 39 years ago.
And really, you pick up on the story about 18 months into their relationship and they've taking precautions, she's on the pill and all the rest of it.
The death of Marconi, 82 years ago.
In 1895.
And Noel Edmonds beginning on air at Radio 1 50 years ago.
I'm sorry about that. Yes, indeed. That was the sound of Martha Reeves and the Vandellas from the album Natural Resources, Won't It Be So Wonderful? And the reason I vanished away, because I pulled the plug out of me headphones and I couldn't hear nothing, honey.
We've all done that, haven't we? Those are this week's Radio Moments.